B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. 4 o'clock hour brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaws-dropping outdoor paradise. Online at LandisBC.com. And it's General Knowledge Wednesday. Today's General Knowledge is presented by Testo North America, the choice of HVAC techs who count on having the most accurate tools in your toolbox. When precision matters, be sure with Testo. We have 5 Hurst chip trucks that we're giving out 1 an hour plus 1 to the grand prize winner, who will also get the $50 gift card from Carlino's in Ardmore and Westchester, and then 2 1.75-liter bottles of vodka and 1 standard-sized bottle of just-released small-batch bourbon, courtesy of Stateside Vodka. So great General Knowledge prizes. Been trying to have good conversation today once again, and the word of the day is important, because as the NBA, they set up their plan for a return. July 31st, the games start, and then we go from there. The possible last day of the year would be October 12th. That would be Game 7, and I guess that sets up the NBA to resume around Christmas time. They're also talking about having the draft and free agency right after that, so that's how that would work, which will make the whole situation quite different and weird. We'll see if that becomes the permanent calendar or not. We will see. And baseball decided, I guess we don't really need to have a season. They are very, very far apart. So how, and with the world and everything that's happening out there right now, how important are sports in your heart right now? For me, they are not that important, but this show has helped. The enthusiasm from the callers has been contagious. Aaron in Norristown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, what's happening?
How you doing, Aaron?
Good, how are you today?
Good.
That's good. I appreciate the work you guys are doing. I wanted to talk about the importance and also a little bit about the protest and the continuing situation. So in terms of importance, I think it has pretty big importance for me in my heart. I mean, there's nowhere to turn for an outlet, and there's only so much per day I can invest into the importance of the pandemic, into the importance which has been through my whole life. My father taught history in the city of Philadelphia. I grew up in a very multicultural environment. When I was growing up, protests actually were very, normal and productive, actually. You know, you talk about the Civil Rights Act, the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and the things that Lyndon Johnson signed after. You know, there were things that were happening. So sports actually provides an outlet that is very important. Plus, the importance of the games, to use your word, they're going to be playing playoff games. So it's not like they're just starting a fresh season. So you combine the importance of the games with the need to just have like a 2-hour break from everything, from a mental health standpoint, I think is tremendous.
Now, I hear you now. Yes, baseball and NHL. I mean, basketball and NHL will
be
playing.
Baseball,
but baseball, they wouldn't be playing that, and it appears that they don't care.
Baseball. Yeah, and you know what? Baseball has done enough damage over the past 20 years where I'm one of those people. I used to love baseball. I grew up going to all the games. I go to the minor league games. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so like talking about the protest, and it's, you know, it's horrific to see what – it's just a horrific for me. I don't want to get into all that as of it. It just makes me so sad, but – I want to ask your opinion because you would be more knowledgeable on this. I mean, I'm a Jewish person and I see, you know, prejudice against people, mm-hmm. you know, shootings in synagogues and things. And, you know, when you see a shooting in a synagogue, they don't say, oh, they shot Jewish people. They think it's a gun problem, not an anti-Semitic problem. So I see how people lose focus on what the focus is. My concern, and it has been, I don't know if you ever read Cornel West's book, The Black Prophetic Fire. Did you ever read that book?
No, I don't like Cornel West.
Okay. Well, the book, I'm not a fan of his or not, but the book actually, there's many of it, and maybe you could speak to that. There seems to be a lack of leadership in the African-American community compared to where there was when I was growing up. Do you think that's true or do you think that's false?
A lot of them died. When you kill a lot of leaders, you get like, I misspoke. It's not that I don't like Cornel West. It's that Cornel West speaks on a level that I don't think always connects with regular people. I want to make that clear. Like Cornel West talks about the lack of leadership and all that stuff. So it's not
right.
That I don't like him. It's that he's a professor who makes these broad sweeping comments that I don't know connect with the people. I actually do like Cornel West. I want to make that clear. But it was the comments, I'm not sure, reach the regular person. But yes, if you kill the leaders, there'll be less leaders.
Yeah.
So yeah, there are less leaders.
And there's a...
But that's sort of by design.
Well, yeah. And there's an interesting...
African-American history question that I have here, which I think kind of highlights that. I'll give it next to whoever has the thing, or would you like me to just read it? I could just read it now.
Well, go ahead.
All right, so it's how many African-Americans have served in the United States Senate since it's since it first convened in 1789? The options are 6, 27, 81, or 112.
What's the numbers again?
6, 27, 81, 112.
6?
Yep.
Yeah.
6 African-American have served in the United States Senate since it first convened in 1789. 6.
That's less
than... This many.
That's less than 13%.
This many.
Wow.
Since 1789.
Yeah.
6.
Well, you know.
So, I mean, if... I mean, just to touch on the leadership.
Yeah, that plays a role.
Uh-huh.
But, whatever. You are correct, but yeah, the lack of leadership is there for by design. Troy and King of Prussia, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's up, Ty? How you doing?
What's going on?
This is my first time calling in. I listened to you guys for a while. I think you got a future in this. I think you're going to be a host someday soon.
I am not so sure, but we will see.
Uh-huh. I wouldn't bet against you, man.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I wanted to talk about baseball. I think this is a huge blown opportunity for MLB. Yeah. Past couple of years, all we've been hearing about is what rule change do we need to get people more interested. And this whole situation with the pandemic and the riots has given people a reason to say, hey, look, I want to go watch a sport. Right now, the only regular season will be baseball. So if I was them, I would be trying to get everybody back as soon as possible so that right. We can get a new fan base watching.
You would get, if they started, I thought the plan should have been to start that 4th of July weekend, and instead, they're who knows if they're going to have a season at all.
Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like the owners want to, once the owners say they want to play 50 games, that's where their way of saying we don't want to play.
Right.
They'd rather just take the loss and just move on.
That doesn't make any sense to me at all. Anyways, I also wanted to talk about some of the comments that our great athletes made. I just wanted to express the fact that I'm very proud to be a Philadelphia sports fan these days with the way that some of these players have come out and expressed their support for the marginalized in this country. I also wanted to say I agree 100% with Carson Wentz. I think he's awesome. Yeah. But most importantly, I wanted to say what Ben Simmons did was just bomb. I thought he killed it, man. Calling Trump, what do you call him, a coward?
Yeah, like, we talked about that some yesterday. Ben Simmons laid it all out there, all the way. And he's we talked about it with Keith Pompey about how if we want athletes to be honest, don't complain once they give you real honesty. And he gave real honesty.
Are people complaining about that?
No, not for the most part. For the most part, but we know. Some people are, yes, and he was happy to lose those Twitter followers and all that kind of stuff. So a lot of people weren't here, but a lot of people were on his social media. Let's get your general knowledge question.
All right.
This is Eagles trivia. In 1933, team co-founders Burt Bell and Lud Ray obtained permission to reactivate an NFL franchise, which became the Philadelphia Eagles. Previously, what had this franchise been called? Was it the Canton Bulldogs, the Frankfurt Yellow Jackets, the Cleveland Tigers, or the Louisville Colonels?
Frankfurt Yellow Jackets.
That is correct.
Correctamunto.
There you go.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Frankfurt Yellow Jackets.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they didn't become like the Philadelphia
Yellow Jackets. Yeah.
Yeah, that would have been no good.
Yeah. I wish I knew what, a little bit more about that.
Always thought that the Eagles, I mean, it kind of fits. But not really.
What do you mean? How does it not fit?
I don't feel like Philadelphia is synonymous with Eagles.
Why? It's the Eagles, the bird of the country.
So?
Yeah.
Like how many Eagles per capita are there in this city of Philadelphia?
I'm sure there's some.
Okay, I bet you there's more Seahawks in Seattle than there are Eagles in Philadelphia.
I don't know. There's one at the zoo.
Are there lions roaming around Detroit?
I also think that's dumb. I don't think they should have been something else.
Like what?
I don't know. I have to think about what was big when the Lions were found. I have to find a year and then see what was popping.
The Detroit car dealerships?
The Detroit Motors?
Hey. Now look at that. That's a name. Now that's a name right there. You got a nice fly car on the side of the helmet. It makes sense. I just think that, like, if I'm going to knock the Utah Jazz, and I do, like, that name should have stayed in New Orleans. Because there's no Jazz in the whole state. I just don't love, don't get me wrong, I love the Eagles. I'm just saying when it came time to name the team, Eagles would not have won if I was in charge.
Hmm.
It would have been something else.
I'm not sure exactly where the name came from. I should look that up real quick.
Well, we'll find out. Yeah. Vicente and Lansdowne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hola, amigos. Tyrone and Natalie, you're doing a fantastic job.
Thank you, Vicente.
Conducting and with so much eloquence.
Thank you.
If you may, allow me to, I would like to quote the famous words written by two genius musicians in the Black African-American music world.
Okay.
Good evening, friends. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. Is that love is in need of love today. Please don't delay. Send your love in right away. Hate is going around breaking so many hearts. Please stop it before it's gone too far. You know, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, there's far too many of you dying. You know, we got to find a way to bring some loving here today. You know, these are the famous musicians of Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye. I grew up with that music, and I can relate to, because being myself, of brown skin as a Latin American, you know, I sympathize with the suffering of the Black community here in United States and everywhere. You know, I was appreciated, you know, the sports and the music that bring us all together, especially, you know, the owner of the Eagles, Jeffrey Lurie, came out saying, silence is not an option. So, of course, for me, silence is not an option. I also want to express that I have a heartbroken and I'm being repulsed because there are no words strong enough to describe this horrific death and injustice that happened in the Black community continuously, and they had to endure, you know? And something that we had to do something about it, Tyrone.
Nah, I appreciate it, Vicente. You, real fast, you said you had an idea for the statue to replace the Rizzo. What's your idea, real fast, Vicente?
Well, I know Rocky has been moved back and forth from the Spectrum to the Art Museum, but now, even though Rocky is a fictitious character, it's still modeled after a great Philadelphian like Sylvester Stallone, and he brought, you know, the representation of the suffering.
All right, so you want to put the Rocky statue in place of...
Correcto mundo!
All right, well, let's get to your general knowledge question, then we'll discuss.
Okay.
All right, Vicente, your question today, what is the largest type of deer?
The largest type of deer?
Deer. D-E-E-R.
Okay. Yes, I think it's a buck.
That's incorrect.
Correctamunto.
That's wrong.
Well, what is the biggest deer?
I thought it was a buck.
It's a moose.
A moose is technically
I didn't know that was categorized as a deer.
I mean, what else would it be?
A moose?
Yeah,
I thought. You think the moose are their own thing? I mean, I guess.
But that's the largest, so technically they're just huge deer.
They're just really big deer.
Oh,
I guess the horns are a tail.
Yeah, I mean, Booney kind of had it.
What did Booney say?
Booney said caribou.
Oh, that's kind of that.
That's like moose, right?
Moose-ish.
Moose-ish,
I would, all right, so.
No.
The Rocky statue part? You're a no.
I'm no.
I think we just need to let Rocky be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Leave him, you know, let the tourists go there and do the, you know, they get their photo.
It's funny. Somebody not from here once asked me, like, have you ever done that? I was like, no.
I've not once.
No. Well, because I honestly didn't know if you were, like, even allowed.
To what? To run up the steps?
Like, I mean, I know you're allowed. I'm saying, is there anybody from South Jersey, Philly, Northern Delaware, who actually runs the steps for real, the Rocky Steps.
I have ran up the steps because from Temple to the Art Museum was, I believe, 3.5 miles. So I've run that.
Yeah.
And that was like, because, you know,
that
like,
was exercise.
Like how you were saying the other day, you know, you run different trails.
So
sometimes I would go more north, and then sometimes I'd go just to Center City, and sometimes I'd go to the museum because it was a landmark.
Right.
And then I'm like, all right, while I'm here, I might as well finish the run.
Right. But I just feel like that's not something. I'm sure there's people, I'm saying the masses don't really do that.
Right. I mean, I've done it multiple times.
Sober?
Yeah.
Okay.
For exercise or for the Instagram?
I don't have a picture like that on my Instagram.
No, I mean,
just,
like,
I've done it.
Like it's the Snapchat, the little video.
No, I've just done it. I've just done it multiple times when I was like a kid.
All right,
no, teenager. No,
that's fine.
I did it when I was adult, just for fun. It's funny. It's kind of funny.
All right. I just never thought to do it.
Yeah, after one of my proms, the bus took us down to the art museum steps.
See, to me, that's a little different.
And we all ran up in our prom dresses.
Right, so that's a lot of people.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm in on that.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about like you're by yourself and you're singing it by your, like the song, you're going up the steps on your own.
I've done that. I did that like 2 years ago. Last year, actually, I do it quite often.
Really?
Yeah. Sometimes you need to hype yourself up. And if it means going to the art museum and running up the Rocky Steps, but it works for me.
You know, you lost, right?
That's not the point.
Not in the second one, right? Oh,
so you're doing the Rocky 2? You're
running
the
Rocky. Yes, I'm running the Rocky 2.
But all right. Okay. That's my honestly my issue with the Rocky statue is the fact that he lost.
Nick Foles
gets if the Philly special happens, but then the strip sack doesn't happen.
Right.
And then the Patriots win, there's no statue.
Right.
You gotta win.
Yeah, but it was the culmination. It's like the whole thing.
Then he wins in 2. Then he loses in 3. Comes back, and all of a sudden, he's faster than Apollo Creed running.
It's about the journey.
You know, get out of here. Chase the chicken.
Oh, and fun fact for everybody.
With that beach running.
The Frankfurt Yellow Jackets won the NFL championship in 1926.
Wow.
So I don't know why we don't claim that. We love championships here. We'd like to have more. I don't know. I haven't seen that banner hanging anywhere. Have you? The Frankfurt Yellow Jackets banner?
No.
From our NFL championship in 1926.
I'm good.
They played on Frankfurt Ave in Devereux in Northeast Philly, which I just find hysterical. That's where the field was.
Different world then.
Different
world then with pro sports. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Word of the day is important. With everything that's going on, the NBA, they have a nice solid plan to return. MLB does not have any plan to return at all. With everything that's happening in the world right now, do sports feel important? Also, the killers of George Floyd, the main cop who had the knee on the neck, his charge has been upgraded to second-degree murder. The three other officers on the scene have been charged with aiding and abetting murder. So now they're all in custody. We'll see how that plays out going forward, see if that does anything about the protests that have been going around in all 50 states and around the world. It feels different this time. Part of why it's harder for me to be fully engaged in sports. What about you? Bill in South Philly, you're on 97.5 Fanatic.
Good afternoon, Tyrone and Natalie.
What's up, Bill?
First call to the show in a long time and definitely first since the contribution of both of you. And I just want to compliment you on that contribution.
Thanks.
To answer at your thesis, if you had asked me Friday afternoon even, I wouldn't say sports in light of the COVID situation was super important, but I was getting excited and I thought that it was time for one of the leagues, if not more, to step out and see if this can work.
Right.
Since then, it's been the farthest thing from my mind, I guess with the exception of tuning into your show today. I feel exhausted by the work that we've been doing here in my household, and I think that the work that we all have to do, especially white allies. I only went out one day yesterday. This is just brain work and emotional work. So
wow.
I took some positivity from hearing you today. I'm glad. I don't think that the sports league should not resume with their plans. I'm just calling to tell you where I am at. It honestly has been the farthest thing from my mind.
And that's what's been tough for me. Obviously, I do this as a job. So I'm engaged in sports, but I've been beaten up by the last week. It's been tough for me. So when I hear about sports, I'm happy about it. Like, I'm not saying don't come back, but it's just hard for me to put that, to make it feel important. Me personally, it's been hard for me. So, you know, yeah, but I hear where you're coming from, Bill. And I appreciate, again, I appreciate every ally that has emerged from this, not at all suggesting that you weren't an ally before. And I hope that we can work together going forward, because I think we all agree that we don't want this to happen. Everybody, however we feel today and how we felt yesterday and the day before, I don't think any of us want to have that same feeling again, ever again.
Absolutely. And yeah, I was an ally before, but I realized I had to take new assessment of my allyship. And I think that especially in the white community, we all do. And that's a lot of hard work. And I don't really also, pardon me, feel the end of this forthcoming. I don't know what looks like an ending to the demonstrations, short of the resignation of the president, and we know that's not going to happen.
I think that as stuff opens back up, and if people are back to work, you got to remember, a lot of people have a lot of extra free time. Schools shut down. Summer camps shut down. Obviously, a lot of workplaces are closed. As things reopen, and they are locally starting to reopen, and they'll start reopening in other states, there will, in my opinion, be less protests. I want you to get your general knowledge question, though.
Sure. Thanks for that.
This one is African American history. It's a simple question. True or false, the first president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People was white. True or false?
I hope it's false.
That is incorrect. It is true.
Yeah, it's true. That's something I did know, NAACP. That's why there are a lot of people who out there, I'm not one of them, who actually doesn't believe in the NAACP for that very reason. Going back to the beginning, they see that and they go, right. Oh, I'm out on that completely.
Yeah, right.
That's something that happens. Now, I have another real fast before we get to the phones. Again, 610-632-0975. We have another statue idea from Alfie from Abington online about a Brian Dawkins statue to replace the Rizzo statue.
I'm in on the Wolverine, I guess.
Yeah.
Somebody, another person earlier mentioned.
Have him coming out like he came out of the tunnel. Out of the tunnel.
You have that. Someone also mentioned Will Smith as a statue.
I don't hate it. I mean, I love Will Smith. My dream in life is to one day meet him. I hope to meet him someday.
He still reps Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Recently was on a song, still repping Philadelphia, always has. By far the most successful entertainer from Philadelphia as far as being the number one movie star for a decade.
Right.
Hard to top. Off the top, I can't think anybody that tops that. I mean, Hall & Oates, and there's other musicians, but I don't think any of them top
that.
No,
he's
full circle. That has to just embody Philly.
Yeah.
And like
yeah.
Will Smith is a good example of that.
Now, so let's say there's another protest. I don't think people are going to head to the Will Smith statue first to try to tear it down. I think that has to be the number one rule for whatever statue gets replaced, that if there's some strife, and there's been some strife, we don't want that person to be, that statue to be, okay, something just went down. First thing we got to do is get that statue down.
Right. Yeah. No.
That we can't have.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody would say, oh no, what happened? Let's get the Will Smith statue down. That I think we're safe from. And for that reason alone, I consider it. Same thing with Dawkins. Nobody would say, oh no, what happened? Let's go take that Dawkins statue down and tear it down. And I don't think any of that would happen. So for those reasons, I'm okay with both of them. I'm also okay with the big rock that gets painted by artists. But I just worry
I
about
love that.
That
idea.
But I wonder if that becomes a graffiti magnet. Somebody does this beautiful artwork and then somebody comes with the spray can.
I mean, I'd hope not.
I would hope not as well, but I'm just wondering. I'm just working it out.
Yeah.
We'll replace that Rizzo statue. It seems like the majority of Philadelphia seems like they're happy that it's gone. Not a single person has called and said, man, I'll really miss that. So there's that.
Yeah.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911, and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. Time to update our Twitter poll in the 4 o'clock hour, and it's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons.
Thanks, Ty. Over 2,200 votes on today's poll. Does the return of sports feel important to you right now? 63% said yes, 37% say no. And then poll number two, should the Foles statue be moved to Center City? 37% said yes, 63% say no. So people don't like that idea.
They don't like it.
No. And they're saying y'all need content badly. Not really. It's not that deep. It's just somebody mentioned it. We put it out there, so.
It wasn't that.
Yeah.
No, I'm glad people are saying no, though. I don't need Nick Foles in the center of the city.
So, but
what's funny is Ty is like very, you know, has been adamant against the Folesian society.
Yeah,
and you're fine with it.
Yeah, I don't. Let's just get it out of Carson's way.
Yes,
and the Folesian society, you guys can move away from them too.
I just thought it made perfect sense to just move to like Xfinity Live. Right there.
Or what about...
Oh, I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
You know, I can live with
that.
They
obviously removed another statue there.
Oh, yeah. So they can put Foles statue there.
That's all.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny. I remember there were a lot of people saying that they weren't going to watch the Flyers anymore because of that. And somehow, this year, everybody got back on board. Everybody liked Carter Hart and all the young players. And everybody's excited about them possibly making a cup run. It's funny how that works, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps all that, you know, pearl clutching was fake. People were lying. Who could have thunk? Wow.
It's been a weird year.
I'll never watch again. Are you sure? Yes. Are you really sure?
Remember the same year we had this is forgotten, the gritty hit the kid or whatever.
Yeah. It turned out that got dismissed. All I want is an apology from Gritty.
And season tickets.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it has been a. I guess we were warned that this year was going to be something.
How? By who?
Well, some of the weirdness that was leading up to it.
I mean, I guess, but like, I don't know. Nothing could have prepared me for this, for all of this.
We're talking about World War III on like January 5th.
Yeah. We didn't get that.
That like trended on Twitter.
We didn't get it. We didn't get it yet.
We didn't get it yet. Knock on wood.
Who knows?
Hey, years young, apparently. Only June 3rd. Well, who knows what else could happen this year?
Please, nothing more.
Except
please.
Baseball.
Yeah, James in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Put him on hold. Jay in Wayne, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up?
What's going on, Jay?
What's going on? Now, I've been listening to y'all, and y'all been doing a great job, and I'm proud of the job that you guys have been doing, you and Natalie. And I wanted to get this out there too and say this. To some of people of not of color, some of them don't realize, all right, with symbolism, there's people are still the argument of, oh, well, the Confederate flag just means symbol. It doesn't mean anything. It's just Southern pride. And I'm trying to explain a lot of them. And I don't believe they're malicious in intent, but it's almost like they don't understand that flag meant, hey, I want to keep you in bondage. I want to fight so your children can breed and work on my farm or pick cotton or whatever. And I don't think they understand it. And a lot of them are just clueless to it because it doesn't affect them, you know, in person. And number two, it's the same thing with Nazism, with the Nazi flag. Some of you, your people that are listening, your grandfathers, your granduncles were murdered, butchered by Hitler. So they would be rolling over in their grave that some of you I know are listening or might be, collect this stuff and think it's cool. That's like every time you got to see that flag or that Nazi symbol, to remember, one of your relatives were butchered or killed by a crazy person. Yeah, so I wanted to, you know, let them know that.
I hear you, Jay, and I'm not disagreeing everything. My issue is even if you strip away all of that and do the best intentions, I try to put things in their best light, it's still the Confederate flag is the ultimate participation trophy. Because once you lose the war, yeah, I'm sorry, you lose all your stuff. We've been talking about winning and losing. They lost that Civil War. It's a participation trophy. It seems like an awful lot of pride for a participation trophy. Y'all lost. So once you lose, you got to put that flag away and get the American flag because they won the war. So that's what I'll say about that. And I'm assuming the best intentions for everybody. Would you like your general knowledge question, Jay?
Let's go.
All right.
All right. Jay's general knowledge question is, where is the Sea of Tranquility located?
No, I would say, is it in the Pacific?
Oh, what'd he say?
Well, say it one more time, Jay.
Pacific, like, is it a body of the Pacific Ocean?
No. This might be hard.
That one was very hard.
All right.
But what's the answer?
The answer is the moon.
Yeah, Booney got it.
Yeah, Booney got
it. We gotta give Booney this vodka.
I know. I know. Maybe I should have. I should have not. Maybe I should have given that one.
Did you know the answer?
I did not.
I didn't know it.
I know. I feel bad.
Well, but Booney knew it. As long as Booney knows it, it's gettable. If Booney doesn't get it,
but it's the Booney. It's the Booney barometer.
You're in very lot of trouble over there. If Booney can't get it,
it's the Booney. Booney's the barometer.
Yes.
Okay.
The Booney barometer.
That's fair. That makes me feel better.
Yes. Also, not yet, but do you have your Lithuanian minute prepared, Andrew?
I mean, whenever you need it.
All right, I'm just checking. I'm not going to do it yet, but before the show's over, we're going to have I have a fever, and the only prescription is the Lithuanian minute.
All
so
right.
We need it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm excited.
All right.
We'll get to it.
Just fill me in on what do you need?
Listen, we did it yesterday. You were talking about Valanciunas.
Oh, yeah.
You got to give us something on Lithuania for one
minute.
Just
a Lithuanian fact.
Yeah, well, not yet, but we'll let you know. We'll probably get some music ready in between. Do you have any Lithuanian music, Andy?
Of course. At my wedding.
All right, so get the Lithuanian music, and you'll have the Lithuanian minute at some point before the end of the program. Everyone stay tuned for this. You'll be educated.
All right.
From the Tunas. I'm excited about it.
Me too.
Right.
I know nothing about Lithuania.
Me neither.
So I'm just excited to learn as much as I possibly can.
That's something, a lesson we have to take from all this.
Yeah.
We have to learn more about each other's cultures.
Yeah.
We have to.
Yeah, like the Irish.
James in the Northeast, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Well, all right, James, that's it. We gave him two chances. Unfortunately, that's three strikes in radio. Jerry in Maryland, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi, I just want to let you know I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller. And we know you guys are doing a great job. I really enjoy listening to your program every day.
Thank you.
Hello, can you hear me?
Thank you.
Okay. I'd like to say about these officers, now that they've been arrested, I hope that the system doesn't drop the ball and actually convict these guys, because they're disgraced. They're disgraced to the uniform, and they should never put it back on again.
I agree with you. They have been, they had all been previously fired. Now they've all been charged. One with second degree murder, the other three accomplices, basically, with aiding and abetting murder.
Great.
Yes, and, that's a step forward, I think.
Okay. As far as the Frank Rizzo statue coming down, I have what I think is a perfect replacement for it.
Yeah, what's your idea for how to replace it? We've been getting a lot of them today.
I think they ought to put up a statue of Gamble and Huff, because their music is played all over the world.
They
need to be celebrated in Philly.
They are. Now the question is, would that have the same amount of mass appeal as a Will Smith or a Brian Dawkins statue? I'm just asking.
Yes, because their music is known all over the world.
So you think that people would come if people were visiting from Lithuania, if people were visiting from France, if people were visiting from England, they would go there to see the Gamble and Huff statue?
They all know Philly music.
All right. That's fair,
Jerry. We're world-renowned for our music.
No, I appreciate it, Jerry. And
you got a
general knowledge question? Yeah, I got one for you. Natalie has one for you. Let's see if we can get a winner.
All right, this is Eagles trivia. What is the name of the Philadelphia Eagles mascot?
You got to be kidding me. Scoop.
I'll give you another chance. You were close.
Scoop.
Come on, one more time.
Wow. This is it's hard when you're on the radio.
I know, you're right there.
Come you're on, right there. Just right change there. One letter.
Change one letter. Come on.
Tell me. I'm not going to get this.
Oh! He was right there. He almost had it.
He said scoop twice.
I know. He said scoop. It's swoop. It's swoop. He swoop. Almost had it.
Swoop. That show, Swoop, doesn't get enough love, I guess.
No, he must not.
Because people would get gritty.
People know Franklin.
People know Franklin.
Still miss my man, hip hop.
Now, listen. Don't go there. Now, Franklin's my man.
I like Franklin.
I rock with Franklin.
Love Franklin.
I've hugged Franklin. We're cool.
Franklin's my guy.
Me and Franklin have a little bit of a history.
There is something I've heard. But I've heard. The rumors are out there in the streets. But I will say, the big shot you mentioned. Who'd you mention?
Hip-hop.
Oh, hip-hop, yeah. Hip-hop, I feel like, was a good transition to make Franklin happen.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You needed hip-hop. You couldn't go from big shot straight to, you needed that transitional mascot.
Yeah.
And he did a heck of a job.
I appreciate it. He was the jacked rabbit.
Yeah.
And, you know, at one point he had, like, some sort of leg procedure, I think, and he had to wear a brace.
He
so the
funny.
Rabbit was wearing a brace.
Yeah.
Doing hip-hop, slam dunks.
Right, doing dunks and
what's
stuff.
What's wrong with that?
I gotta be honest, that dunk squad.
Oh, I love
the dunk squad.
The
dunk squad is out of this world.
The dunk squad, fantastic. What's the drum line?
The drum line.
The drum line.
Yeah.
They're fantastic.
The Sixers.
They're fantastic.
They were at FanFest last year.
They were.
It was awesome.
I have to say, what the Sixers did to revamp post-process, like when they...
Yeah.
Because during the process, you had to do stuff, but I'm saying, when the people came back, the presentation that they put out.
Hands down, the best.
Fantastic presentation.
Every game is like a giant party.
Yep. And that's
part. Especially if they win.
Right, because they're a good team, but they're not the best team in the NBA to this point.
Right.
Yet they led the league in attendance. That's because it wasn't just the team.
Yeah.
It was all that other stuff.
Yeah, that they had to add over the years, that now that the team's good, it's just like an added bonus.
They got to find a way to do some of that virtually when they resume.
Yeah, get my man with the chairs.
I was just going to say.
Like,
and the woman with the bowls?
Find a place for them
Ms.
to
Panda
dunk.
Or whatever her name is.
I try to find to do some of that stuff, like when they cut away for a break or something.
Yeah.
To do some of that virtually.
Oh, I hope
down
so.
Down in Florida. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At least for the 8 regular season games and that first round of the playoffs, when I believe NBC Sports Philly would have the games. Then at the end of the first round, that's when it goes national.
Yeah.
But for those like 13 games, because I think they beat Boston in 5. So 8 regular season games, 5 of those. For those 13 games, let's have a little fun with that stuff.
And I would love that.
I would have a lot of fun with that. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli. Word of the day is important. 610-632-0975. Trying to have a little bit of a different show today. It's been so heavy, and it was appropriate to be so heavy. And obviously, we've had some conversation today about the world. But the question is, with the NBA buttoning up their plan to return, NHL already did that. Football is business as usual, and Major League Baseball having no interest in having a plan to return. In your heart right now on June 3rd, 2020, how important are sports to you? Because this last week has weighed heavily on me. While the pandemic itself made me thirsty for more sports, this really took away from it. And before we get to the phones, and we'll start with Israel and Elkins Park in just one second, I promised it. The most anticipated segment, I mean, of my lifetime. It is now time for Andrew Salchunas' Lithuanian Minute. Are you ready?
Wait, we're doing this?
Yes, we are.
Oh, wait, well, I was prepared, obviously.
No.
Because we got to have some music.
By the way, this is some Lithuanian music?
Yeah, this song is called Tris Milionai, which is 3 million, because of the 3 million strong in Lithuania, because that's the amount of people inside the country. A very small country.
Yes.
Very small. So that's one little fact, I guess. The first thing that came to my mind is something that we do every 2 years is something called a Šventė, which is like a festival. And it's we kind of do it like the Olympics. You know how the Olympics is every other Olympic, it's Winter Olympics or Summer Olympics every 2 years.
Yeah.
So we do a song festival every 4 years and a dance festival every 4 years.
That
so
sounds like a good time.
It goes
like
fun, in between yeah. every 2 years. I've actually participated in the dance festival the last like four of them.
You've been over there.
Well,
yeah.
I haven't participated in the one in Lithuania because that's like, listen, they have an ensemble, right? Like they have the best of the best. Where this is like Jonas Valanciunas, I've told the story before. His mom wanted him to dance and not play basketball.
That's how big it is.
Yeah,
in the
like
culture.
She wanted him to be a professional dancer and not play basketball.
Even
which probably
7 foot
gives him the post moves, right? He's got the dancing feet.
He's soft on his feet.
Yeah, so it's probably because of the dancing. But yeah, it happens every 2 years. There's a song festival somewhere. The last one was in Lithuania, which is where I was at. The dance festival was supposed to take place this summer here at the Lee Court at the Lee Court Center.
Oh, are you kidding me?
Unfortunately, because of the pandemic, that was postponed to next summer.
Oh.
So it's still happening.
Next summer.
Okay.
It'll happen next summer.
The vaccine. We'll be ready.
I was not going to dance in it because of my wedding. I mean, you have to practice, right?
But now you'll be ready to roll.
I think I'll be doing it this summer.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, we're going to have to
so
come watch.
I hope people come.
I'm going to come watch Andrew dance.
It is an absolute S show.
Was it the same dance that you did at your wedding? Or is it similar to...
No, that's just a traditional dance that you do at weddings.
Because that was super cool, too.
But it's really cool. We fill up the entire, what will be the basketball court.
Yeah.
And, like, it's kind of a line dance, which I'm really...
Everybody's doing.
Yes. So you practice in your own little square, like the Philadelphia team.
Right.
And then you somehow find a way to put it all together with groups from Los Angeles and Chicago.
People travel all over the
country. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, I did absolutely learn something.
So I'm really excited for that. And we will take over Philadelphia that weekend, and we will have a party with everybody.
Well,
like, we want everyone involved.
Yep.
I'm excited. It sounds like a great time.
When I was 16 years old, I participated in Boston.
Oh, wow.
Fortunately, I was wearing a Lithuania T-shirt as I was asleep on a park bench at the age of 16.
Oh, wow.
And these other Lithuanians who didn't speak English... They were like, you need help? And all I said was Sheraton, and they took me to the Sheraton.
Look at that. Lithuanians looking out for other Lithuanians.
Like a nice night.
Camaraderie.
See, let's all embrace each other's culture going forward. Thank you for the Lithuanian minute.
Do I get a minute for Irish music?
Never. Never.
I thought I'd try it today.
Never. With Mike's back. Not with me. Ever.
Mike didn't give it to me either.
Well, it's quite bad. Israel at Elkins Park, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how y'all doing tonight?
All right, how are you?
I just want to say that you guys run a great program, and it's always a pleasure to listen to it. I just wanted to comment on the topics. The first one is that we need sports back, just for our own sanity, just as a necessary distraction.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, I think a lot of people lose perspective because they're coming from a narrow-minded point of view.
Possible.
So I've lived in a city. I live in the suburbs. So I know what it's like to live in a city and live in the suburbs. I've been, I guess what we would say, poor, and now I would be considered middle class. So until people understand that there's a different perspective, people will really, you got to be open-minded to understand. Like, I heard Drew Brees comment on the flag recently.
Yeah, and all he did was talk about himself. He didn't talk about what anything meant to anybody else. And the whole point of this is for people to look at it in someone else's shoes, not just your own shelter shoes that he chose to do.
That's narrow-mindedness. That's not taking the perspective. I'm a black man in America, and I know what it's like to be a black man in America. And until you can really understand where someone else is coming from, you're just going to have a closed-minded, narrow-minded point of view, because you're not taking time out to understand other people's cultures, understand people for who they are, and embrace people for who they are. There's, you can't put a blanket over anybody and say this group of people are bad. That goes for blacks, white, cops, religious groups. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Nobody's all bad.
You're absolutely right about that, Israel.
We have to educate ourselves, allow our minds to be more open to learning about other people's, other cultures, and then we won't find ourselves being ignorant and saying ignorant things.
No, I agree with you, Israel, completely. All right, general knowledge question. Let's see if we can get another qualifier. Natalie, what do you give them something a little easier this time, maybe.
All right, how about this one?
All right.
What is the color of absinthe?
The color of, repeat that again.
Absinthe, the liquor? It's liquor, right? Or,
oh man, I don't drink, but I'm gonna say dark brown.
No.
It's green.
It's green because they say you see the little green.
But most
green man.
It wasn't even legal for many years.
It was not.
Because allegedly, what they say, it causes you to hallucinate.
Well, yeah, in Eurotrip, they see the green man.
Yeah. That was actually, I didn't mind Eurotrip.
I thought it was funny.
Wasn't as good as Road Trip.
And the friendly salmon goes.
Tom Green. wasn't as good as Road Trip, but not a bad movie.
No, I thought it was pretty funny.
Kind of stole it a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit.
It's okay. Who was the girl in Eurotrip? What was her name?
That was the girl from Buffy, the little sister from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yes. What was her name? I'm like blanking.
She's a Jewish actress.
I'm blanking on it.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about, but I haven't seen a lot of her since.
No. Eurotrip. Was she? Yeah. I don't even know what else she was in after that.
Me neither. But fun movie. And then a girl from Smallville.
Yes.
Was in it as well.
Yeah. Those were good movies. What was that, like early 2000s?
Yes.
Yeah, Michelle Trachtenberg.
Yes.
That's it.
Yes.
She was also Harriet the Spy.
Was she Harriet the Spy?
Yeah. And she had a Nickelodeon show, if my memory serves me correctly.
All right. Well, all right. Okay. A lot of phone calls in the 5 o'clock hour. We need more qualifiers for our general knowledge prizes. General Knowledge Wednesday. Let's have fun. Let's finish strong like we have every single day so far this week. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.